This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a very special guest today. Her name is Sav K. She's going to be talking about being yourself and doing what you really want in your life. She grew up without having the best influences around her and got into a lot of trouble by being a follower as she was younger. One day she was sitting around smoking and thinking, this isn't me, I'm not elevating myself, so she decided to join the Army. When she got out, she wasn't sure what career path to take, so she was again at a standstill in her life. Since her cousins and brothers were all singers and rappers, she decided to rap and sing with them just for fun. One day, as she was listening to some beats, she realized she wanted to be a songwriter. She wrote her first song in half an hour and has been writing songs ever since. Her newest song is called Keep It Real. Welcome to the show, Sav K. How are you doing today?
How are you doing today? I'm good.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit. I told a lot about your story, but tell us this from your perspective, a little bit of how you grew up and then got into being your own songwriter. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, so growing up, I was surrounded by, like, a lot of bad influence, like drugs and basically the whole street life. And I just kind of felt like I didn't fit in. Like, so I kind of took a step back and, like, really thought about what I wanted to do for myself, you know? Like, okay, what type of things I like to do, stuff like that. And I started getting into more stuff that I like to do and surrounding myself with, you know, different people that was into that type of stuff. Right. And I kind of been elevating since. I joined the Army because, again, I wanted to do that since I was younger. I looked up to my grandpa. He was in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. And coming back, it was like, all right, I'm back at square one. I really don't know which direction I want to take.
Right.
So I was in my room one day, and I was listening to beats, smoking, just vibing out. And I just really started digging in, writing. And I wrote my song in, like, less than a half an hour tops.
Wow.
And I went to perform it for my family and stuff just to see what they thought about it. And they was all hype and stuff, like, because at first I thought I couldn't rap. I thought I was trash. but they verified that it was nice and all of that. So I kind of started taking it more serious. And now I got a couple songs out on all platforms, and I'm just trying to keep it going.
Awesome. I love that story. I just love it that you just went in your room and wrote a song. How did it feel when you were done with that song? How did it feel to have created something like that?
Actually, when I first got finished, I was a little, like, I was second guessing it, really, because I felt like I liked it, but I didn't know how it would sound to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, when I let my family hear it, they all, you know, verified, like, yeah, that's hot. So it kind of, like, it made me feel good. Like, it made me feel like, all right, I'm finally doing something that I like doing. And
mm-hmm.
I'm getting reprimanded for it.
Wonderful. You know, when you were talking about trying to discover who you are and start doing things that you wanted to do, that's the same thing I did in my life. Would you share it with us, some of the things that you found that you really liked doing this, other than rapping, that you started doing, and, you know, people that you like to be around, places that you like to go?
Right. So I was into fitness, hence
mm-hmm.
that's another reason why I joined the Army. But
okay.
I was real into fitness, and I was at work, and I had a coworker that would go to the gym every day. And I started going to the gym every day with him, and I kind of just started building good habits with that. I had a friend that worked at a winery. I started learning about wines and different, going to different wine tastings and stuff like that. I just was, you know, getting out of my shell, like, and really figuring out what I wanted to do.
That's wonderful. I love that. You know, trying new things, that's so, so important. And making sure it's things that we like to do, you know, rather than just go along with people to do stuff that maybe it's their favorite thing, but not ours, you know. Very good. So, Sal-Kay, what do you think is a very good first step for a person who really wants to get to the bottom of who they really are?
I would say step one for me was to, like, get rid of any distractions. Like, anything that's distracting you from you, it don't need to be around you, honestly.
I like that. Give us some examples of some distractions that you had.
Okay, so, like, again, my family, they wasn't always into the best things. And, you know, being around, you know, that stuff all the time, you could kind of get wrapped up in it. And you get distracted from thinking about how you want to move and what type of stuff you want to get into. And it just, that initial distraction just take you down a whole different road.
Yeah, very good. What do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
I'll just, like, simply put, just be yourself. Like, don't try to be nothing for nobody else. Don't worry about what nobody else think. Just be you, do you, keep doing you. Like, don't stop.
I love that. I love that you have this message and you're so young, because I learned that lesson, but I was so much older. It took me a very long time in my life to finally find my authentic self and be me. And that's why I have this show, Dare to Be Authentic. It's very important to me. But I'm just amazed that a young person has already learned that lesson. And young people need to. Now, don't wait till you're 40, 50 to find out who you are and be that person. I just love that. When you began to be who you really are, began to step into, you know, whether it was the wine tasting or more of the physical fitness, how did that feel for you?
I feel like weight is just being lifted off your shoulders, like you coming out into, like, a new light. Like, it's so good. Like, I feel like new beginnings.
I love that. I love the weight lifted off. I felt the same way as well. There's so much less to worry about because now you're you.
Right.
And I don't know, you kind of get, to me, and I don't know if you felt this way, I kind of get the attitude of, well, if they don't like me the way I am, that's too bad. There'll be somebody else who'll like me.
Exactly. That's the motto.
I love it. So let's talk about a little bit about the inspiration for your music. Where does your inspiration for your music come from?
Actually, I've always liked music. Music helped me get through a whole lot of things that I probably wouldn't be able to get through by myself. But I feel like all the music that I listen to, it all portrays a message. And it's always something that you can learn from each message. So I feel like me putting out music is providing messages that other people can learn from the same way that I did.
Awesome. So you always have a positive message in there for the listener, for your fans.
Right.
Great. Very good. Is there a recurring theme in your music? Is there a recurring message?
Actually, keeping real and, like, not switching up is kind of the theme.
Yeah. No, I like it because it's important. And your newest song is Keeping Real. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Okay, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and talk to Sal-Kay or ask her a question, the lines are open. You can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
From feeling broken and ashamed to unlocking potential and transforming your life, it is possible, as you'll see in Transformation Coach Christina Foxwell's new book, The Glass Angel. Foxwell shares her story of breaking free from shame and fear and finding hope, love, and freedom, and guides you to do the same. Get your copy of The Glass Angel, A Guide to Freedom, Peace, Transformation and Growth by Christina Foxwell at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.
Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity is wisdom energizing, fun opening personal expansion. Expands you out of yesterday, energizing today. Enterprising your dreams to experience your now connected desired life. Robert A. Wilson.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Sav K, talking about being yourself and doing what you really want in your life. So Sav K, you have a brand new release. It's called Keep It Real. And obviously it's telling you to keep it real, but tell us a little bit about how that song evolved for you.
Well, Keep It Real, I wrote this song because at the moment I felt like I was surrounded by a lot of fake energy. Mm. I was surrounded by people that wasn't really keeping it real with me, or probably not even themselves. Right. So that's what really made me tap into this song, and that's really the message that it's portraying in that song, to really just keep it real. Be yourself and stay true to, you know, what you're about. Like,
very good. You know, I love that you said you were surrounded by this, you know, fake energy. And obviously you can detect energy. I don't think everybody is as good as detecting energy, or they haven't. We all are good, but we haven't practiced yet. We don't know about that. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I find that since you were really young, you were able to detect this around you.
Right. I feel like I've always been able to detect energy, like, since I was younger. Mm-hmm. I'm not the type to be, like, real outspoken and friendly all the time. I'm really reserved into myself. I like to feel people out before I, like, invite them into my space. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
So it's like certain energies you just pick up on from either seeing it before, or even if you don't know what it is, you just feel like something is not right. And
right.
If I get that feeling, then I just take a step back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand what's like that, because I've had that since I was a little girl myself. So as you... When you feel, for example, let's talk about fake energy, because that's what we've been talking about with the Keep It Real. What do you feel like inside when that fake energy is around you?
You feel like enclosed, like in a box, like you can't really give too much because you don't know what you've given, like you don't know where to go, you know? Mm-hmm. If this person is not being real, there's no telling, you know, there's no telling what could happen, really. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't tell that person too much about myself because, you know, my business could end up elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes you kind of bottle up and, you know.
Right. And that doesn't feel good, because we're not, you know, we aren't put on this earth to be bottled up. We're put on this earth to share our gifts. And it doesn't feel good, because now you can't shine the way you were born to shine. So
when
that starts to happen to you, and, you know, we're going to have this, we live in this world, we can't get away from it unless we lock ourselves in a cave. What do you actually do? You know, let's say you walk into a place or these people are surrounding you. What do you actually do to help yourself during those situations, besides write songs?
honestly, like, when I am in a situation there's fake energy around, mm-hmm. I kind of just stay to myself, and I'm not staying long honestly. Right. I'll be there, be corny before a little bit, but I can't let that energy bring my energy down.
Yeah. Oh, exactly what you're talking about. That happened to me last week at a gathering that I went to, and I actually wanted to leave. It was so bad. But a friend of mine who was there, he's like, no, don't leave, don't leave, and convinced me to stay. And I'm glad I stayed, but I, you know, everybody was still talking, and I'm like, I'm out of here, I'm done. So I was curious to see what you would do, because I have the same thing happen to me. I'm very sensitive to energies, and I'm worse than you because I can't tolerate it. It's like, I have to flee. That's how I feel. Really good. So,
right, I understand.
So how does it feel when you're up there singing your song and doing your thing?
Actually, like, every time I leave the studio with a new song, I feel good about it. Like, I listen to it on repeat my whole way home. I send it to all my friends. Like, yo, check this out. How you feel about it? I feel good every time. Like, I feel like I'm accomplishing something.
Yeah, awesome. Wow, that's pretty amazing. I must say that I honor you and I celebrate you for having the courage, because it takes a lot of guts to be out there in front of people, right? Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I wanted to say that I just want to honor you for that, because you're a young artist, you're out there, and how did it feel? And you say, I'm reserved to myself, but here you are performing for others. So how does that feel?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I definitely have stage fright, like big time. But, but I mean, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
So how long is the stage fright just when you first start and then you forget all about it? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, like, I'll say, like, the first 10, maybe 15 seconds of the song, I got the jitters still. But once I get into it and I start getting comfortable, then we vibing out.
That's great. Very nice. You know, I think we'd be surprised by how many artists, because I've heard interviews with artists, famous, famous artists, whether they're actors or they're singers or whatever, that they all have stage fright. They have to work through it to perform.
Yeah.
So that takes a lot of courage. Yeah. Because, and I'm so glad that you all do, because if you didn't, then we would miss out on the talents that you have to share with the world, you know? So it's wonderful that you're able to work there. Were there other things in your life, like maybe going to the Army or even coming out of the Army, that you also had to work through, that there was fear involved?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Going to the Army, it was actually my first time, you know, being away from home on my own type stuff like that. So I was very nervous. Like, I didn't know what to expect. I came with a whole bunch of strangers that I'm going to be living with for a couple months. It was crazy. But, I mean, once I got into it, I met some friends. And, you know, they made the time go by easier. I still wanted to go home. But, it definitely was easier, you know, having friends there.
Ah, great. What did you learn from being in the armed forces?
I learned discipline, like, a lot. A whole lot. That was, like, the number one thing that I learned. Discipline. And I learned to pay attention more to details. Because you might feel like the details not important, but they all add up in the end.
Yeah, very true. Very true, Sav K. Were these lessons valuable to you as you began your songwriting career?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Especially the discipline, because it'll be times where I'm listening to a beat and I get stuck and I just want to give up and just go to a new beat, write a new song, and just forget about this one. But I got to give myself that extra push to, you know, push through, because it's going to be a good song on the way.
Yeah, no, that's true. You know, famous artists, I'm thinking right now, Stephen King, you know, he wrote Carrie, you know, everybody knows the movie Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote
yep.
that as a short story, and he literally had crumpled up and thrown it in the garbage. And his wife took it out and said,
wow.
You need to finish. Could you imagine? That's Stephen King, and he's brilliant. So it just shows that we give up sometimes easy on ourselves. But I'm glad that you do not give up so easily. Awesome. So let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you and your music.
Oh, so right now I have a couple songs out on all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, you know, everything, YouTube. But my Instagram is where you can catch snippets of unreleased music, things that didn't drop yet.
Mm-hmm.
My Instagram is _.savk, S-A-V-K-A-Y.
Very good. And that's here on the Blog Talk page. I have it there, the Instagram. And I also have a link to her Spotify so you could make sure you've got the right artist and check out her music there. Very good. Excellent. So is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener today, something that's deeply on your heart to say to the world?
I really just want to say, once you figure out who you are, be you, do you, and if you got a dream, chase it until you can't chase it no more. That's what I want to say.
That shows determination and not giving up. Yeah, not giving up so easily. You know, I'm just amazed with what you've done because, again, Savke, you're so young, but you learned some really good things in the Army. You put them to practice in your life. You already said that sometimes when you start a song, it can be difficult because you get stuck along the way. Are there anything that you use to get yourself unstuck? Are there, like, tricks that you have? Or processes?
I kind of just like, all right, so wherever I get stuck at, I'll just keep replaying and repeating the first set of words that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just keep doing it over and over. And then, like, I'll hum the rest until I just find the words to come.
Okay. Do you
that's
find
a
yourself?
Real trick that I use.
Oh, that's good. Do you ever find yourself, like, having inspiration come to you, like when you're in the shower or when you're, you know, getting ready or when you're doing mindless tasks, doing dishes or anything like that?
Yes, for sure. I was at work like the other day and this crazy bar popped up in my head and I couldn't even write it down at the moment. I was in a patient room. I work at a hospital, but
okay.
I was in the patient room. I couldn't even write it down at the moment. So I just try and keep saying it over and over in my head so I don't forget. But, yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Oh, good. I was wondering because I'm a writer, and so sometimes I'm in the shower. And, of course, you can't write stuff in the shower because, you know, it's not a good place. You can't record it. You can't. I guess there's shower stuff you can record. It's waterproof. But the same thing happens to me. If I'm driving now, I can say to my phone, you know, I can say, Siri, make
right.
a note about it. But when you're focused like that,
right.
or you know, you're doing dishes, your hands are full of soap, and you're like, okay, I got to remember this, so that you don't forget. That's
yeah.
really cool. Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much for being so authentic with us today. I just love that.
No
I love
problem.
The authenticity. I love that you've been able to come on, you know, and talk about yourself. Any last words or anything else you want to say before we close?
No, that's it. Thank you for having me.
It's totally my pleasure. So make sure that you go to _.savk, S-A-V-K-E-A-Y. This is her Instagram. I've already checked it out. Some awesome stuff on there. You can see her in action. I love it. And also go to Spotify. It's a long link, but you can see it here on the Blog Talk page. And make sure you pass this around. What I love about Savke is that she is such an inspiration and such an example for young people. Older people like to complain about young people, you know? The millennials,
yeah.
you know, they're no good. They have no
generation.
Discipline. I could hear all the the time, right? Not true. Not true at all. Some have no discipline. A lot do. And so I love you being an example for them. And so if you have a young person maybe in your life who needs to see an example, please pass on this show. We're live right now, but they will create a replay of it. They are creating, as we speak, a replay of it, so it will be available right after. And you just go to the same link, and there it is. Very good. Well, thank you so much for being on the show with me today, Seth K. It's been such a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening in to the Authentic Radio. Make sure you pass this on, and have a wonderful time. Bye for now.
All right.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.